A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. At that time, says the Lord, I will be the God of all the tribes of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people that escaped the sword have found favor in the desert. As Israel comes forward to be given his rest, the Lord appears to him from afar. With age-old love I have loved you, so I have kept my mercy toward you. Again I will restore you, and you shall be rebuilt, O virgin Israel. Carrying your festive tambourines, you shall go forth dancing with the merrymakers. Again you shall plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria. Those who plant them shall enjoy the fruits. Yes, a day will come when the watchman will call out on Mount Ephraim, Rise up, let us go to Zion, to the Lord our God. For thus says the Lord, Shout with joy for Jacob, exult at the head of the nations, proclaim your praise and say, The Lord has delivered his people, the remnant of Israel. The word of the Lord. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, proclaim it on distant isles, and say, He who scattered Israel now gathers them together. He guards them as a shepherd his flock. The Lord shall ransom Jacob. He shall redeem him from the hand of his conqueror. Shouting, they shall mount the heights of Zion. They shall come streaming to the Lord's blessings. Then the virgins shall make merry and dance, and young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will console and gladden them after their sorrows.
Alleluia, alleluia. A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon. But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us. He said in reply, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But the woman came and did him homage, saying, Lord, help me. He said in reply, It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs. She said, Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters. Then Jesus said to her in reply, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. And her daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. So today we celebrate the memorial of the feast day of the dedication of the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome. And what is that all about? It's the oldest Marian basilica that we have in the Western Church. It was 431 at the Council of Ephesus, where it was defined that Mary was what? Theotokos, right? God bearer. And that's basically what this basilica is in honor of, as Mary as Theotokos, God bearer. I bring this up, friends, just this morning for us to reflect for a moment. Why is that important? It's fundamentally important that she is God bearer, that she bore the Son of God in her very person. You see, we can look at it theologically about the different ways in which God could have achieved this great mystery of salvation. St. Thomas Aquinas, the great doctor of our church, he does that. And he goes through and he says that it was most fitting the way that it happened, right? He didn't say it was necessary, because God did not need to save us. It was an act of mercy. He said, but the way that it happened is Mary bearing the Son of God was most fitting. There's other ways God could have done it, or he could have not done it at all. But he did it as an act of mercy to save each and every one of us. So with regards to Mary, what does this tell us? God chose her. And sometimes I think we just take that for granted. We need to let that sink in. God chose Mary. Therefore, she is not an optional devotion. She's not one thing among many in the smorgasbord of Catholic devotion. But rather, she is the one who God himself picked. He said, I choose you, Mary. So for us as Catholics, in our relationship with the Lord, surely one of the truest and most direct routes back to our Savior is the very route that he chose to come to us through the intercession of his mother, through her prayer, through her support. So I would encourage each of us to maybe renew or deepen in a particular way today the ways in which we reach out to that Mother of God, that Theotokos, that God-bearer, asking her to be our intercessor, to be our guide, to be our advocate before her Son. In a particular way today, we remember her, we give thanks for her, yes, and we ask for her intercession in the ways in which the Lord is calling us to be a part of this great plan of spreading his good news, of sharing his word. We ask her intercession that we too might be able to say an emphatic yes, a fiat, in the ways in which the Lord is calling us to work with him in building up his kingdom.